Welcome to your five for the day. The more the years slip by, the more I feel left behind as I listen to more and more new words being invented. Invariably, I listen to the news on the TV or people being interviewed, and it fascinates me the way the English language is heading in a direction never before contemplated. Apparently, Collins Dictionary takes an annual poll to ascertain which of all the new words invented in the past year is the new word of the year. Would it surprise you to know that the hyphenated word fake news was the word of the year for 2017? It seems we have no less a person than Donald Trump to thank for this. As you may know, he has popularized the term, having tried to cover his tracks in America regarding his comments about the press and their attempt to misrepresent him. Centuries before Jesus, King Solomon said, "There is nothing new under the sun." And this is true regarding the word fake news and the idea it contains. Would it surprise you to know that the idea is as old as the time of Jesus and centers upon that very person? Let me remind you of the facts of the matter. Jesus posed a problem to the Jewish authorities of his day, and so they plotted to do away with him. But they wanted it to be via crucifixion. For this to happen, they had to persuade the Roman authorities of Jesus' guilt, as only the Romans could authorize death by crucifixion. Because they were aware of Jesus' promise to his disciples that after his death he would rise from the dead 3 days later, the Jewish authorities tried to do everything to make sure this couldn't and wouldn't happen. Accordingly, they influenced so much the Romans that a large stone blocked off Jesus' grave. The Roman seal, broken only at the cost of a person's life, was placed over the stone. And finally, Roman guards would keep watch over the grave 24 hours a day. Tragically for them, 3 days later the stone had been rolled away, the seal broken, the guards left as dead men, and the resurrected body of Jesus was no longer in the tomb. When the news was brought to the devastated Jewish leaders, the only way to cover this nightmare was to pay a large amount of money to bribe the guards to say that Jesus' disciples had stolen away the dead body at night time. They could not afford for the people to believe that Jesus had actually risen from the dead, so conquering this feared enemy in the process, and was now alive again, just as he said he would be. Consequently, they needed to circulate this fake news. Sadly, so many today still want to believe this fake news. If Jesus is whom he claimed to be, if he did actually rise from the dead and is alive today, then it means that one day every knee will have to bow and every tongue will have to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. If we take that step of faith today, it means we will have trusted him as our Savior and Lord, and will spend eternity with him. Fail to take that step, continue to believe the fake news, and we will have to spend eternity paying the consequences of our unforgiven sin. So what is it to be? Which do you believe? The fake news or the good news? As the years went by since the resurrection, so many of Jesus' followers were prepared to spend and be spent in their zeal to spread the good news. For some it was to cost them their lives. Surely they would never have submitted themselves to martyrdom for fake news. He is risen. He is alive today. He wants to live his life in yours. Will you today trust him and welcome him into your life? Not only for time, but for eternity. May the Lord help you to take this step of faith.